Good morning. We're continuing with the halachas of matanos avyonim, and there is a discussion amongst the acharonim. Do we understand that the mitzvah matanos avyonim is a mitzvah of tzedakah? So really, the mitzvah of tzedakah is something which is done the whole year. Just there's an obligation to give tzedakah on Purim, but above and beyond the regular obligation of giving tzedakah. Or alternatively, we understand that mitzvah matanos avyonim is not a tzedakah concept at all. It's part of the Simchas Purim, that the same way we were Sameach on Purim by Kriyas and Megillah, and we were Sameach on Purim by sending Mishloach Manos to each other, making sure that the Aniyim have Simcha as well, we're going to give them something which will facilitate their Simcha. Possibly this discussion which we had, how much the amount of money you have to give, if it's based on a Suda, the amount you need to make a meal, or if it's just based on the regular rules of giving money for tzedakah, might be this argument. If you understand that it's a tzedakah concept, so it's a tzedakah concept, whatever the shirma of tzedakah are. If, however, it's a simchas purim concept, one of the ways that it's understood is that we have an obligation to make sure that the avyonim, the aniyim, have food to be mesameach on purim. So we'd have to give enough that they should be able to have a meal. Another application of this question is when we say the Shechayonu, Shem Shabur points out, and we will see that we say the Shechayonu on the Megillah by night, and we say the Shechayonu by the Megillah by day as well. During the Shechayonu we say by day, we should have in mind the other mitzvahs of Yom. So Shem Shabur says, other mitzvahs of Yom, he says, Mishloach Manos and Tzudas Purim. So when the person says the Shechayonu Purim morning, On the Megillah, or he hears the Shechayonu on the Megillah, he has in mind that he's saying a Shechayonu on the mitzvah of Kriyas and Megillah by day, on the mitzvah of Sudas Purim, and the mitzvah of Mishloach Manos. He does not mention Matanos Avyonim. The Kizut Shulchan Aruch, when he quotes this din, mentions that your person should have in mind by Shechayonu for the Megillah, obviously, for Mishloach Manos, for Sudas Purim, and for Matanos Avyonim. Now, if this mitzvah, Matanos Avyonim, is a mitzvah of tzedakah, it's impossible to say Shechayonu on it, because you do the mitzvah of tzedakah throughout all the time. There's no unique, we've reached this moment of this mitzvah. It's not comparable to lulav, shofar, etc., these type of things which are unique to one specific time, one specific time of the year. Say Shechayonu, that the Baruch Hu has brought us to this time. But if it's a special Purim concept, so then the idea of Shechayonu would be logical. So Mishnah Berurah seems to say you don't need to say Shechayonu on Matanos Avyonim. And he, Mishnah Berurah, quotes that you can do the mitzvah, you can give a pruta. He seems to be approaching it as it's a regular mitzvah of tzedakah. There's no inyan of a Shechayonu. And there's no and the amount you can give is a minimal amount. And other parties seem to approach it in a different way. So according to these other opinions, when you give it, you should have in mind that you're doing the mitzvah of Matanos Avyonim, not that you're doing the mitzvah of tzedakah. If this is an inyan of facilitating that they have the meals, obviously the ani has to receive the money on Purim to be able to use it on Purim. So if I send Matanos Avyonim before Purim and it arrives on Purim to the ani, or I give to somebody and he will distribute to the ani on Purim, that is sufficient. Let's say I give it to the ani before Purim. I actually gave it to him before Purim. And he eats it on Purim. So the Magarim holds it in the Yubi Yotzei. However, if he consumes it before Purim, it would seem to be that you would not be Yotzei the mitzvah of Matanos Avyonim because he did not use it on Purim. Or at least he wasn't able to use it on Purim. An ani is also chayiv in the mitzvah of Mishabur says the ani is chayiv in the mitzvah of Matanos Avyonim, even though he himself is an ani, he has a chayiv to give to somebody else as well. You yotz the mitzvah of Matanos Avyonim, giving it be'ilum shame, even though the person does not know that you're the one who gave it, you would fulfill the mitzvah as well. There's a question in regards to a woman. What is the status of a woman in regards to the mitzvah of Matanos Avyonim? The question being that some say that she can fulfill her obligation with the money that the the husband gives, since a woman does not really have her own money, in general we have much kantisa kanabala, therefore the woman can fulfill her obligation by the money which the husband gives, but it is appropriate that the woman should give her own. And she would do so by having somebody acquire the money from her husband for her, and then giving it back to her, and she can then use it as she sees fit. A katan was a samach al shulchan aviv, or there is a need to mechanic him to give as well, even though really he doesn't have any money of his own. And even a child which is a gadol, which is someone al shulchan aviv, it's a questionable what exactly is the status of his financial arrangements, but we do say that he has a chiyuv to give, and we do not need to go through the process of him being karna to be able to do so. Bez Hashem, we will talk about one more prat of the most of stock on Purim, which is the lach of Kol Parshayat Emedatikim tomorrow, and meanwhile have a wonderful day.